Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Jeremy and Joe, Josh and Owen here as well. Weekend awaits. Game 7 in the NBA Finals will be Sunday. The Travelers Championship. Got baseball. You got...
Yeah, what happened yesterday? Otani got thrown at yesterday or something, and he's pitching again.
We got summer is what we've got. Humidity and summer. 80s and 90s. I mean, it's going to be hot going into next week. So, plan accordingly.
Are we allowed to complain or no? Because May was so bad that it was like enough of the 40s and 50s.
You're allowed. It will just reinforce my belief that 90% of life is asking when the current weather situation will change.
Uh-huh.
When are we going to get a break from all this? Blank. Snow, rain, heat, wind,
I mean, if
cold.
It was 71 and sunny every day, I don't think we'd ever do that.
If it was 71
and
sunny,
is it just that we all have a much more, we have a smaller range than you'd think?
If it were 71 and sunny every day, that wouldn't be weather. That would be like a climate-controlled room.
Wait a minute.
There's no place.
You're saying
Hawaii.
It can only be called weather if it changes?
Yes. Yes.
So Arizona doesn't have weather? They just have...
It has weather, but it's not the same every day. Every single day. It changes a little bit. There's going to be...
The weather, I thought, is just the state of where you're, like...
But you're saying 71.
Yeah.
In Arizona,
so if it's just 71 every day.
Yeah, and it's not that. It goes up to, like, 112.
Okay, I see. Because, right, the temperature changes.
Heat changes. That's my... I haven't thought this theory out too much. Davis Maddock joining us on the Western Hotline as we chat some fantasy football here. He does the Ship Chasing podcast with Mike Shope and other projects as well. Davis, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time today.
Good morning. How are we doing, fellas?
We're digging into summer. You know, it's May was rainy around here, and now we're ready to go with some heat. I'm ready for it. I like the heat.
I don't mind the heat. I mean, you can't golf when it's cold, but there is no upper bound for golfing temperature. You can golf when it's 102.
I agree with that, and we have listeners that listen in Florida a lot and Carolina that say sometimes it's so hot that you can't play, and I have yet to meet a day hot enough where I couldn't play. I would say,
what if it's humid on top? Would you call next week a generational humidity event?
I mean, it's supposed to be very humid throughout most of the country, and I'm going to golf in it. Yeah, so
it's going to feel like you're underwater.
I'm sure there are temperatures where it's less than ideal to play.
Yeah,
because you're not comfortable. But I've yet to be turned away from golf because it's too hot.
But you actually can't golf when it's too cold because the ball won't fly and you'll like injure your hands. But like if it's 103 degrees and humid, the humidity will affect the ball a little bit.
I think I'm with you. Yeah.
Play.
The coldest I think I played golf was like 35, 34.
Yeah.
I mean, the ground's frozen.
I've done that too and it wasn't as enjoyable
as you
might think.
It's not very fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, Davis, happy draft season, right? We're into draft season.
Happy draft season. We are absolutely there. I mean, you know, we're doing these best ball drafts every single day. No question about it.
Yeah. For home leagues, do you think now's about the time when it really starts getting fired up, or would you still recommend people wait until like August training camp when usually most people have their drafts?
I mean, I think a lot of people start thinking about fantasy football right now. They're like, all right, guys, when are we going to do our draft? Are we going to travel for it? Are we all getting together? Like, what's happening there? You might start eyeing the fantasy football magazine at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might think, maybe I will pick up the magazine this year just to get a look.
Yeah, it's definitely on the shelves. I've already seen it. For this year, I don't know, Davis, what is different about this year, if anything, about the whole landscape. When I've been thinking about like strategies and, you know, best ball being maybe different some of my dynasty stuff, but or redraft leagues, like, doesn't tight end kind of feel as flush as it ever has been? I don't know how much that would change strategy of where you pick them, but from your perspective, kind of open-ended, like what feels different this year from past seasons, if anything?
I mean, I would say two of the things that are pretty different is that there are five quarterbacks that go off before pick 50, which is pretty strange. Like in most leagues, you've got Josh Allen up there in Buffalo, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, and Joe Burrow. There's always kind of the quarterback who threw the highest amount of passing touchdowns the year before kind of always gets overdrafted the next year. And then the other thing is that because no running backs really got hurt last year, the market has decided that being 29, being 30, being 31 in the case of Derrick Henry is no impediment, that there basically is no adjusted cost for running backs being past the best of their aging curve.
Would you be buying with that, or would you be selling, I guess, then, the Barkleys, the McCaffrey? McCaffrey's different, though, right, because of all the injuries from last year. But are you finding yourself heading towards those guys, though?
No. I'm kind of staying true to my principles, being a little bit stubborn from years past. I just think that just because, you know, it worked out last year and you beat the, I mean, not only did one guy beat the aging curves, but like kind of the whole group beat the aging curves. I don't think that the arc of history is long, and I don't think that one small disruption in that time frame changes how I feel about that.
I might agree with that, but I might have an exception for Derrick Henry and not be willing to bet against him on any level, right? Like, there's the arc of history, and I guess, like, you would have identifiable unicorns in there, like your Peterson, I guess. It's going to go eventually, but I feel like I'd be betting on
him. Well, isn't, David, you tell me, isn't Henry also a little safer, although maybe some of these guys are the same? I'm just thinking about Baltimore's offense and, like, what's the worst that could happen? I guess it could be injury, but you would think at least the guy's going to be getting goal line opportunities to get the touchdown number.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, what did he score? He scored last time 19 touchdowns last season. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he doesn't catch any passes. He probably will, whatever amount of passes he caught last year, he'll probably catch less this year. They also have Keaton Mitchell, who in his rookie year led the entire NFL in rushing yards over expectation, who's coming back from the torn ACL. Last year, he is fully healthy now. I just, you know, when you start playing the game of how bad can it be, the answer is always worse than you think in fantasy sports.
Mm-hmm. Back on quarterback for a moment, you mentioned there are the five guys at the top that are going in the top 50. Where do you settle in on Mahomes at this stage in his fantasy life? Because when you're picking him, I think you're almost always picking, in a one quarterback league, you're always picking him to be your guy. But the last 2 years, like, you're not getting the 5,000 yard seasons. You're not getting the 50 touchdown seasons like you might have had earlier in his career. So at the cost he's going right now, how do you see Mahomes and whether his numbers just over the course of a whole year will start ever going back up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Mahomes is like a priority target right now because they've sort of, as an organization, settled into a different part of their arc. You know, the first part was all, they're so fun, they're so exciting, you know, they score all these points, Tyreek Hill scores all these long touchdowns, and now they're just kind of content to, you know, dink and dunk, and they have great defense, great defensive coordinator. Mahomes has scored exactly 293 fantasy points in each of the last two seasons. And it really wouldn't surprise me if that is right about the range that he is in again this season, honestly. I mean, he's the best quarterback in the league. He could throw 50 touchdowns, but I don't think that is something that you can like reasonably expect from them anymore.
Right. And maybe it depends on the league you're in. But like, he's in a group of guys that it just doesn't feel like he belongs in because of how we kind of rank these guys, how we think of them, where like Mayfield, Bo Nix, Goff, maybe I'm missing somebody, but these are not guys that anyone would like say are as good as Patrick Mahomes, but I don't know, almost all of those guys. I just feel like there might be more upside this year with almost all of them.
Yeah, I mean, Bo Nix could score 10 rushing touchdowns. Mayfield, I mean, you know, just by the defense and how they play, could, I mean, he could throw 50 touchdowns. Baker Mayfield could win MVP. It really, I mean, frankly, it's sort of a question of, does Worthy get any better? How cooked is Travis Kelce? And what is Rashee Rice's knee situation? Like, if Rashee Rice's knee is fully good to go, Worthy gets a little bit better, Kelce, you know, reports are right now at training camp that he's lost some weight. If we, you know, if Kelce turns back the clock a little bit, then sure. But my guess is their offense probably looks more like it did last year than like it did in 2021 or 2020.
That note on Baker, like, what is the formula for him to have such a monster season? Like, MVP is a big title there. Is it just because they're going to be a wagon on offense and they're going to be a mess on defense and they could win the division?
Yeah, I mean, he threw for 4,500 yards last year and 41 touchdowns, and they won 10 games. Now, obviously, that would require like one of Allen, Lamar, and probably even Jaden Daniels would need to have a bit of a down year for that to happen. But if they win 12 games and he does what Jared Goff did last season, 4,600 yards, and he gets to 45 touchdowns, I think it's very realistic that he wins MVP. He also runs a little bit. That is, he's quite a good scrambler. I don't know his exact numbers from last year, but he adds in more of that than, 378 yards, three rushing touchdowns from last year. He does that again. He's definitely top five on the ballot.
Yeah, I mean, he cleared his career high in rushing in a season by more than 200. So he definitely was doing that last year. And they drafted Buka. I don't know what Godwin's situation is, but I guess really it's the defense point, though, right? Like, if they are trailing in games or just they have to keep up and that offense is that good, I mean, there could be Burrow-level numbers, and maybe that's not that far of a leap for him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's definitely possible. I mean, Burrow, I would say, I guess if you were betting right now, Burrow probably would be the one you would say, like, okay, what quarterback can throw for 5,000 yards? I guess Burrow probably is the top, but I would be, for particularly for fantasy, I'd be a little bit more interested in Baker because the market is making you pay, you know, through the nose for Joe Burrow right now.
Davis Maddock joining us on the Western Hotline. A little fantasy talk. If we're talking the young backs, I want to get your thoughts on the young running backs because it was said to be a very good class of young backs. And you know, do you have a tier break after tier one, tier two? Like, how many guys would you put in the top 10 that could be considerations for top 10 picks? Because, you know, Omarion Hampton is one that's always at the top. But I see so much R.J. Harvey, and it feels like, is this ADP moving consistently because people are getting more and more bullish on what he'll do with Denver?
I mean, Harvey and Hampton are actually both moving down boards right now, which is what you would expect kind of right now because the coaches are always going to give, you know, it's very early. We're at mandatory mini camps. Like, coaches are going to be like, oh, yeah, Najee Harris, he's doing a great job. Really happy to have J.K. Dobbins in the building. You know, we want to put some on Hassan Haskins plate. Like, this is the time of year when coaches are very, very deferential to their veterans. I mean, I think Pete Carroll the other day even said, oh yeah, we view 32-year-old Raheem Mostert and Ashton Gentry as a committee. Like, coaches will just say anything to placate veterans right now.
Right, which would be obviously flooring if we got to the point of the year and Gentry wasn't getting most of the work. What about as we're on running backs here, and we get to the Bills a bit with Davis Maddock. James Cook last year, huge amount of touchdowns. Didn't actually have like tons and tons of opportunities, like especially the 1 and the 2 yard line, but he got there. how I think everyone's kind of thinking there will be regression this year on the touchdowns, but when you're projecting them out for fantasy, Davis, how much regression are you kind of expecting from Cook?
I expect his touchdowns to regress a lot. He scored 17 last year. I think 10's probably more reasonable. The thing that you need to hope if you're a big James Cook guy is that he gets the passing down work back. It was not their passing down back last year. They were passing to Ty Johnson. Ty Johnson, they re-signed him to the team this year. Now, maybe Ty Johnson gets cut. Maybe they just totally marginalize Ty Johnson. I don't know. I tend to think Ray Davis is like a better interior runner than James Cook. Maybe that's a minority opinion there. But I'm concerned that Cook's usage and fantasy value looks more like it did the two prior years.
And the year before, like a low-end RB2 kind of for him as opposed to last year, which was more of like an RB1. Week to week.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, the thing that could make me so wrong is if he retains all that goal line work and they say, you know, Ty Johnson, thanks for coming out, but we are going to prioritize getting the ball to James Cook on third down. Then, I mean, he could be a first round pick. You know, he could score 350 points.
Sure. Davis Maddock with us. What about the Bills' passing attack? Is there anything beyond Khalil Shakir that you are looking at and think is worth taking a flyer on at receiver? Or Kincaid, who I mentioned earlier, I like the way tight end looks this year for how many good options there are. And Kincaid is going, what is his ADP right now, like 13th or 14th at that position?
Yes, yeah, he's like the 14th tight end off the board. You know, you can especially in your home league. I mean, I guess if it's not in Buffalo, maybe in Buffalo it'd be a little bit harder. You guys are in Buffalo. Maybe you'll have a little bit better of a idea on this, but I don't see how he gets on the field enough because they're not going to bench Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox, I believe, is their third highest paid offensive player, and they like his blocking. They're not going to make Shakir play outside because then their highest paid wide receiver like won't be able to get open because he needs to be in the slot. They also signed, you know, Elijah Moore, who is a pure slot. I mean, I guess he can play outside. Curtis Samuel is still on the roster. They let Mac Hollins go. So the idea is that Keon Coleman's going to be a full-time player. I don't see how he gets to 80% of the routes. I think 60% seems more accurate to me, and that is just like, you know, no one really wants that,
right, for fantasy, because I think I've seen numbers where like yards per route run last year he's one of the better tight ends in the league. But if George Kittle is getting 30% higher, Kittle's an easy one because he would be one of the first tight ends picked, but you know what I mean, like to finish as a top three, top four tight end, I feel like you said 80, that's usually got to be about the number.
Yeah, I mean, less 80 is like a good number. Less than 70 is like, you know, you're Noah Gray.
Yeah. Who are you targeting at tight end this year? Who have you found yourself picking in these best ball drafts the most?
My favorite tight end is David Njoku. David Njoku is, you know, he's just totally cheap. There's a ton of concern about the quarterback, as there should be. You know, there's no stacking option with him. But David Njoku is just going to play every down. He is going to get, you know, 75 receptions in a bad season. I mean, he could have 100 receptions. I think that he probably could have 100 receptions. So I look at it and I go, that's like kind of the easiest pick on the board.
Davis Maddock with us. Last one for me, as we're on tight end here. What would you do with the Baltimore guys? But Andrews, at this point in his career and at his age, obviously a very eventful end of his season in the playoffs. And then I think everyone seems to like Isaiah Likely as a player, but it's kind of the same question about what we just went through with the Bills, about how much the two guys are playing and whether both on the offense at the same time can produce a top-level fantasy tight end.
I think it would be very difficult for Isaiah Likely and Andrews to get there in the same season. I mean, Flowers is obviously the best player there. And if there's any kind of like volume, or, I mean, if we got 500 Lamar Jackson pass attempts, the ceiling is kind of the limit there. And I think they will play a lot more 12 personnel, you know, than the average NFL team. But I have a hard time being like, Ben, I really want Isaiah Likely on a ton of my teams. I think the price on Andrews, I mean, Mark Andrews is only 29 years old. You know, I think he's probably a little bit undervalued in the, you know, in the 10th, 11th round, which is where he goes a lot of the time.
All right. Davis Matic Ship Chasing. Davis, thanks for the time, and happy drafting season.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for having me, guys. Anytime.
One thing I want to follow up on, Joe, with you. You buy the Cook regression?
Yeah.
Do you buy it for Derrick Henry?
I'm
setting you up for an exercise here. Why is James Cook going to regress on a touchdown number? Because of goal line carries?
Because his touchdowns come from further out. And I think that's harder to replicate.
Okay, harder to replicate that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he only got 11 carries inside the one. And the thing about touchdowns being from further out, hard to replicate, what if he had gotten tackled at the four? Would he get the ball on that drive again? Maybe.
Well,
he had 6 touchdowns on 11 carries inside the five.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's another back you want here. Do you want Derrick Henry on this? Do you want
What about Gibbs? Who had a big touchdown year? Did Josh Jacobs have a big touchdown year?
Josh Jacobs had 15 touchdowns.
Yeah, like he's a guy I think of as they get to the three and he's getting the ball.
He had 22 attempts and 11 touchdowns.
Okay, so double the attempts.
And about the same rate as Cook.
Okay.
So Jacobs had 11 touchdowns. The idea here is that for touchdown regression, you trust the hammer more than you trust the long guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because at least, I'm not saying you're wrong, but built into that is the long guy doesn't get the hammer carries because he already ran it in.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. You want to do Saquon on this?
How many? Because that doesn't. Jacobs had how many? 11 touchdowns?
11 touchdowns from inside the five.
Okay, so he still had, you know, he had 4 then from further out.
4.
That's not nothing.
That's not.
But it's Cook is.
Saquon Barkley had how many touchdowns?
Getting 10 of his from outside. Saquon Barkley?
Saquon Barkley this year had 13 touchdowns. How many from inside the five? 4.
Right, because they're all
Hurts,
Jalen Hurts.
Steals them all.
Yeah.
So is Barkley going to regress? He had 13.
Touchdowns?
He had 9 from distance.
I would expect him to come down a few.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a few. I think you're getting a high. You're obviously getting a higher rate. I think if you look at the guys year over year that are getting big touchdowns every single year, what's the most reliable? I think the guys that are always getting the ball at the goal line. Because really, like that was part of my thesis on Henry is, if the wheels do fall off for him, and he becomes inefficient, and he's not getting those big runs like he always has, they're still going to give him the ball at the 2-yard line, and he's going to end up with 11 touchdowns.
Most touchdowns from inside the five. Do you know who it was last year?
And it's none of the guys we've mentioned?
Nope.
Most touchdowns from inside the five. Is it like Jonathan Taylor?
Kyren Williams.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's somebody I would not be as sure is going to come down his number, which was, what was his total? 14 last year?
Yeah.
Like I would bet he gets 12, 13, 14 again.
A funny thing about, I saw Ian Harditz tweet this about fantasy football. Like sometimes football people like to look down their nose at fantasy football, like, oh, that's just fantasy. And in the case of Kyren Williams, he's the opposite in that he's a great fantasy back, and he's not actually that good of a runner of the ball.
Right.
He's great in pass protection. They trust him, I guess, to do that.
Yeah, they do. That's why he plays.
That's why he's on the field all the time. They trust him there. But as an actual just runner,
yeah,
not that good. Scores a lot.
Yeah, like last year he played 87% of the snaps. So almost kind of almost double.
So a great fantasy back because he's on the field. He had 20 attempts from inside the five and scored 12 touchdowns.
I mean, the Rams do like him. They're about to pay him, right? Yeah.
The worst back from inside the five, do you want that?
Yeah. Like an efficiency?
Yeah.
The worst back from inside the five is going to be Bijan.
There's an argument for Saquon here. 17 carries and 4 touchdowns.
Okay, so see, I didn't realize the number. That's a guy then, unless you're just truly terrible at it, That's a guy where he already had the long touchdown, so there wouldn't be an opportunity for this for Barkley. But if you told me there's another back that is like going as like the 25th running back, and he had 17 in carries inside the five last year and only four of them went in, that's a guy I'd want to bet on.
Yeah.
I'd want to bet on he's not going to be that bad at it again. This year he's going to get 8 of 17, and instead of being the 25th best back, he's going to be the 13th best back. You know, regret that would be more of a positive regression, you know, argument though for whoever that would be.
One funny inside the five number for you, Aaron Jones last year
from Minnesota.
Yeah. 13 carries inside the five,
yep,
for -2 yards. Did he have like a 20-yard fumble or something?
Something must have happened there.
13 carries for -2 yards.
Because he scored on some of them, right?
He scored 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get a break in fantasy football. Let me tell you, I'm feeling pretty good about my – I just traded for Baker Mayfield in the Dynasty League for a team that's trying to go for it.
He is – I've listened to a couple podcasts the last couple weeks, and people are high on Mayfield
this
year.
Well, let me tell you.
Because he's running more than ever, and he – I mean, Davis just mentioned MVP for him.
If he puts up big enough numbers. Yeah.
He last year threw for 4,500 yards and 41 touchdowns. Does he top that?
Depends. I mean, like, I think defense shootouts. I mean, you could get in shootouts with Atlanta.
You could maybe
get in shootouts with Carolina.
Yep. Maybe MVP's not that bad. If he stacks numbers and they win that division, knowing it's poor, like they probably have to win like 12, 13 games.
I mean, I think
they can't just win the division at 9-8.
No, they have to win like 14 games. They have to be the one or the two. It's usually the one or the two, and the Bills just had Josh Allen win it as what, the two? So.
Right, and there's a stat going around that, like, in the last 10 years, like, nobody's ever won it, being, like, a 4 seed,
right,
or a 3 seed. Yeah.
We'll get a break in. 803-0550. Happy Friday. A little fantasy chatter for you here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.